Blackstone Audio presents The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Middle East by Martin Seif. Introduction. Revealing the truth about the world's most politically incorrect region. The Middle East is the antithesis of every liberal fantasy, and yet probably no region in the world, not even Africa, is so chock-full of virulent, politically correct mythology, distortions, and cover-ups that combine religion, race, the Cold War, America's enemies, and a history of colonialism. It's a tricky walk for the mainstream media and Ivy League academics, but somehow they manage to paint religious fundamentalists, the left's usual enemies, as the victims, and the region's tiny religious minority, Israel's Jewish population, as the oppressors. As always, America is the bad guy, and the terrorists are just desperate freedom fighters. If terrorism and Islamic extremism are a problem, the establishment tells us, it's all part of a millennia-old dispute in which both sides are to blame. And, of course, it's rooted in that source of all ills, religion. While the purveyors of political correctness about the Middle East may not be consistent in their arguments, they are at least persistent in their central theme, America and Israel are bad. Political correctness has also visibly seeped into some minds on the American right, most notably in the administration of George W. Bush, who, so ready to buy into the egalitarian PC myths we are all taught, believed that Western-style democracy could flourish anywhere, even in the Middle East. This was to shortchange what an accomplishment Western democracy really is. It fails to realize how hard it is to transplant democracy into a region that has, by and large, rejected not only democracy's Judeo-Christian foundations. Japan managed to do that. The extraordinary cultural contributions of ancient Greece and Rome, Japan managed to do that, too, but even the very English system of law and government. This system is the fullest expression of modern democracy, and was the system of the Middle East's one-time, albeit short-time, colonial master. In the Middle East, the cost of PC distortions can be measured in the lives of American soldiers, Iranian dissidents, and Israeli Jews. Pretending there's some sort of moral equivalence between Israeli missile strikes and Palestinian suicide bombers, acting as if our current war is against terror rather than against radical Islam, believing that what might have been a militarily sound policy at one time, toppling Saddam during the first Gulf War when we had the troops in place to do the job thoroughly, would still be a good idea 10 years later, on the cheap, with a light force, and wedded to a foreign policy of global democracy. All of these PC delusions weaken the U.S. policy in the Middle East. In this book, my goal has not been to turn out an
Sample complete. Ready to continue?